Hi, Scott Walker here. Like many families across Wisconsin, Tonette and I used to hate to open our property tax bill every year. In the decade before we took office, property taxes across the state had gone up some 27%. To help Wisconsin's working families, senior citizens, family farmers, and small businesses, we made property tax relief a priority. Today, I'm proud to say property taxes on a median-valued home are lower than they were in 2010. Now, my state budget will push them down even more. Both property and income taxes will be lower in 2018 than they were 8 years earlier. And I want to actually eliminate an entire tax. If our budget passes, there will be no more state tax on your property tax bill. How about that for big, bold reform? Sadly, though, we're hearing that some lawmakers don't want to get rid of this tax. They seem to want to keep the state tax on your property tax bill. It seems they might be confused in the thinking that just because people don't grumble about property taxes, that somehow we don't care about them much anymore. But I don't believe that for a minute. That's why I need your help. Please contact your state lawmaker and tell them to stop the state property tax. Also tell them to continue to lower your property taxes. They need to know that you really do want property tax relief. Our budget plan continues to lower property and income taxes while still making historic investments in K-12 education across the state. I recently saw a billboard that talked about more money for schools and lower property taxes. Years ago, people would have said that that could only happen if pigs fly. But the good news is that this is exactly what is in our budget plan for the state. To get it passed, however, I need your help. Please contact your state senator and your state representative today. Tell them to stop the state property tax and to continue to lower property taxes. We don't want to go back to the days when people were afraid to open their property tax bills because of the massive increases. Together, we can continue to lower our tax burden while still investing in our schools and other priorities. That's just one more way we're moving Wisconsin forward.